Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start with three lines to the bottom by the two dots. Just to remember the last point that we made in the last year, and that is we spoke about the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek Hamevi Asham, this last Perek in Maseches Krisus, which talks about what happens if in the process of bringing the Karban, I found out that there is no need to bring the Karban. Hamevi Asham Talui Vinodalo Shalochata. So we said, well, in that case, if you find it before anything happens, that's a machlokas remeir in the Chachamim. If you find it later on, so then there's going to be a problem. If you find it after the whole process is done, then it's not a problem. Right? That was the three chilukim. But then the Mishnah went into, well, by other karbanas is not the same law. By an Ashram Vadai, it's not the same law. By a Shara Niskal, it's not the same law. By Eglai Rufa, it's not the same law. So that was the structure of the Mishnah. We did have the Reb Yossi Shita, that not only if after Zrikas Hadam, if you find out lo no dashalochata, are you able to eat the meat? But even if the dam is bekosed, even if you didn't do the zrika yet, and that was based on the principle, as the Gemara said, of kol ha'omid lizrok kizarik dami. As long as the blood is omid lizrok kizarik dami, it's ki'ilu, it's already thrown. And even if in this case the Gemara asked, it's not really omid lizrok because it's already pasul, but still, once it's in the kos, it already achieves a certain status. Again, that is a general halacha that is related to many sugyas and shas, future destiny impacting present status. You have that in cases like kol omid lizrok. You have it in cases of kol omid ligvos kigavui dami or not. We also have it sometimes in terms of impacting the status of a chefza shel mitzvah. We have kol omid lisrof kisarif dami. Right, that's similar, maybe not exactly the same, but basically the same idea as kitusei mechtashiure. That if something is omei lisrof, so it's ki'ilu, it's burned already, and therefore it's as if it's not here, the shear of it is not here, and I wouldn't be able to use it. Let's say an esrog of an iranidachas, right, that has to be burned. So you might say that you can't use that esrog. An esrog has to be a minimum shear, and there is no shear. If I have to burn it, it's as if it's ashes, and therefore I wouldn't be able to use it. But again, that's part of a larger topic, which hopefully we'll talk about again soon. But the first exception, the first difference between Ashram Tali and the Mishnah, out of the three, was Ashram Vadai, and then Shara Niskal, and then Egla Arufa. So the Gemara starts talking about Egla Arufa towards the bottom of the Amud. Remember, most of the sugyas of Egla Arufa, the main sugyas of Egla Arufa, are in Masechah Sota, as we discussed in the second half of Masechah Sota. But it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah daraisa that we hope never ever to have to fulfill. But it's a mitzvah in the situation where we find the anonymous corpse. We find the corpse in the middle between two cities, and we don't know who the murderer was. So we have the whole process of the tekes, the ceremony of Egla Arufa. The Rav Chaim Kadievsky, in his Akdama to Nachal Eisan is his sefer, all about Hilchas Egla Arufa. He writes that no one ever put together all the laws of Egla Arufa in a organized and methodical way that goes through all of the halachis and the lamdas. So he took it upon himself to write the sefer Nachal Eisan. So he writes there in the Hakdama, which we mentioned this in the past, he quotes from the sefer Chasidim, then Reish Samach Aleph, Ehov lecha es ha-mitzvah ha-doma l'meis mitzvah, she'en la-oskim. Love the mitzvos that nobody else are doing. Right? Because that's like a meis mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that nobody else is doing, so do your best to try to be involved in it. Kigon shetira mitzvah bezuya, o Torah she'en la-oskim. Or, if you see a portion of Torah that nobody else is involved in, so then you get involved in it. That's a meis mitzvah part of Torah. Go to Tira Shabbat Ircha Lom Dim Moed Veseder Nashim Tilmot Seder Kachim. Right, learn something else. Meseches Moed Katan. Right, nobody learns Moed Katan. He says because it's a people think that it's a Avelus, that it's a Siman Ran, it's an Ayin Hara. It's part of Torah. V'tekabel Schar Keneged Kulam Kihem Dugmas Beitz Mitzvah Osa Mesechtos VeOsa Nalachas Shemnei Adam Ein Regilim Bahem Ubesimen Kofei Kasav Kol Mitzvah She'ein Lo Doresh Ve'ein Mishi Yevakish Achareha Tidreshena. Any mitzvah that nobody is doing, seek it out. Lefi she'ikim meis mitzvah, u mitzvah she'ein la rodfim redof acharei lasosa. Sha mitzvah mekatreges. The mitzvah goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomeres, kama garua anochi, shenisalamti mikol v'chol. Right? Nobody's doing me. I feel so bad. I'm forlorn. I'm thrown away in the corner. But there are midrashim like this, that mitzvahs have their own, status and they're alive and they talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, there's a chazal that talks about the mitzvah, the isser of marrying too many wives, went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Shlomo HaMelech is not fulfilling me, what am I going to do? Right, so there are echoes of this in other areas. And then he also quotes the Chavetz Chaim in the Maamar Torah Or, which is the beginning of Asifa Sekenim, the beginning of Seder Kachim, where he writes, Shekol Adam Chayav L'Kayim Kol Aramach Mitzvah Zaseh V'Shasa Lo Zaseh V'Hideze Nishlam Kol Nafsho Lo Asi Lavo. He writes this also in Akdama to Hilchos Shabbos. V'Hamitzvah She'yev Shal HaKayimon Yushlamu Ayidei Limit Ho'inyonim Ahim Ki'ilu Kimam. If you can't be Mekayimit, you learn about it. If you can do a mitzvah, that's great, but then it's even more mechuyav to learn the other mitzvahs. You might say a little bit of the opposite too. If it's a mitzvah that first you have to do it, lilmad amanas lasos, right, and then leave it. But either way, he says, and besides all that, chutz mikol hanal, all of Torah is connected to each other. So it can't be this part of Torah is not Lamaisa, it's not Shayach to me, I'm not learning that. All of Torah is intertwined and interconnected. All of Torah is connected to each other. And therefore, right, that's the pasuk about the Alginas Egos, or the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and that's what he says, Hine Bialdusi, when he was young. Samti libi bez Hashem levarer halachazu shalag larufa ad kamash yadi magas. Ki ein lono al zeh harbe mea rishonim v'achronim v'kamash shilas v'steko sheish lo rebozeh shadayin lo nizbaru klal ad kamash ra'isi. V'ri ke mitzvah she'en ladoresh v'harbi agati bo bez Hashem. And that's why we have the Sefer Nachal Eisan all about the inyanim of Egla Rufa. Obviously, there's a whole, what we're about to talk about of when the Egla Rufa becomes Usser, right? That's Simin Yud here. Yuridasa l'nachal Eisan. The going out to the Nachal Eisan, what is the halacha in terms of that? And he'll go through, maybe we'll read some of it in a couple of minutes. Okay, but let's continue now. So that's in terms of Egla Rufa. So Egla Rufa, Emasai Neseres. So when is Egla Arufa, when does the animal become Usser Bahana? Because as we know, the Mishnah said the Egla Rufa is not like this, right? Why? Egla Rufa, if before the Arifa happens, I find the murderer, so then everybody agrees that it just goes out L'chulin. Fine, that's early enough, and therefore goes out L'chulin. So the Gemara is going to ask, one second, before the Arifa, but there are some opinions that say right when it goes down into the Nachal, so then it's already Usser. So what do you mean? That could even be before the Arifa. That's going to be the problem with that Shita. But our Mishnah said, before the Arifa, Tetzav Tira Be'eder, once its Nerfa, once its neck is broken, so then it's buried in its place, even if you find out afterwards. Because it fulfilled its purpose. Shal Safik Ba Mitchila, Kipra Sveik of Halchala, the Safik was already taken care of. So this is the process of Egla Arufa. So Itmar, Egla Arufa, Emasai Ne'eseres. When is it Ne'esa? Rav Hamnuna Amar Mechaim. Have a chumash, please. Rav Hamnuna says, even when it is still alive. When it's still alive, when it goes down, as we'll see, to the Nachal, so then that's when it is Usser. Rav Amar Lacharifa. No, Rav says only after it's killed. After it's killed, that's when it is Ne'esar. So Bishlamala Rava, according to Rava, who says that it's only Usser after the Arifa, so me idna divisavid ba Maisa, then you understand the Mishnah. After the neck is broken, after the Maisa is done, that's when it becomes Usser, and that's why up until that point, if I find out that it is I find the murderer, so then it is Yosei L'chulin. El Rav Hamnuna Me'emasai, but according to Rav Hamnuna Me'emasai, when does it become Usser? Right, if you're telling me Mechayim, so at what point does it become Usser? Am Rav Yanai Gvul Shamati Ba V'Shachachti. Right, I heard a certain shir, when it becomes Usser, when it becomes Ne'eseres, and I forgot, V'Nasvin Chavar L'Me'emar, but my friends reminded me. Yuridasal Nachal Eisan Osarta. Just going down to the Nachal Eisan, that already is makes it Usser. And that's the moment, and that's what we're going to talk about, how this relates to our Mishnah. Going down to Nachal Eisan. What does it mean, Nachal Eisan? What is Eisan? Strong. So that's a machlokas rishonim. Right, Nachal Eisan. So we know Rashi. Rashi says Nachal Eitan means hard, strong. Right, Eitan is Avram Avinu's nickname. But Eitan, Kasha Shelo Ne'avad. A valley that was never worked. It's hard rock. Nachal Eisan, Kasha Shelo Ne'avad. That's Rashi. But not all Rishonim say that. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Met Lamed Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, right? Shestavinu Barifas Egla Benachal Eisan Pirish Eitan Shemeimav Shotvin B'Chazaka. A Nachal. What's a Nachal? A Nachal could be a dried out riverbed, but it could also be a river. Nachal. So Nachal Eisan, where whose waters rush very, right, very strongly. Shotvin B'Chazaka. It's a very strong current. That's what Nachal Eisan. So Nachal Eisan is shown. What exactly Nachal Eisan means? Vinyan a mitzvah. Once we have the chinuch open, kishenimsa v'sada obaderach haruk v'lo noda miiko kamo shabbat b'farsh b'kasev kimasei chalol. So then we have the whole process of Nachal of the Egla Rufa. Be sure she a mitzvah again. Once we have it open, the Sefer Chinuch. What's the message behind the mitzvah? Before we get back to the machlokas amoraim in our Gemara. So that everybody awakens when they see this act, that the great members of the Sanhedrin, a few of them are coming out to perform the ceremony for this unknown, anonymous stranger. V'yikhu parashi behema gedola, and they take a cow, which is a not a small animal. V'yelchu ba'asifa ubehamon shakol chafetzim leros in yanim eila al-mechus la'ir. Right, a bunch of great rabbis getting together and walking outside the town. Everybody's going to follow. What's going on? What are these rabbis doing? And what is their focus? Ula kol arifasa yechardu kol ashomim v'yisorer rayonam al adavar. V'chol yadei b'davar miyad yehem elavava. Whoever knows any information will be awakened. V'ta'ir machshavaso lahagin mashu yodea l'fnei hazakenim. U'mitokach yivaru haram v'arotzcha mikirpam. Interesting. That's the shorish. In order to make a big ceremony so that everybody will hear about it, and everybody will be inspired by it and realize that, wow, and if anybody has any information about the murder, they'll come, and in this way we'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Yatar Rami Kirbecha. So one might say, a little different, but this is kind of like a, not a Syag Daraisa, but maybe it is a Syag Daraisa. This is a mitzvah in order to prevent Yatar Rami Kirbecha, in order to prevent evil in our midst. It will be able to help and help those who know be inspired to be able to come and think harder and give us information. Amazing. Umilvada yediya, and besides this, yish toelas rabba maisa gadol zeh, laharos ulafarsim ba'amon pirsim gadol, ki chafes hazakeinim v'ranchi hadas, yelimso rotzeach linkom. We want to find v'chem asasi la'rampa. Okay, but again, many of the other mefarshim talk about other messages of Egla Arufa, and that of course is Arvus. That of course is mutual responsibility, and the idea that a person went out and was not accompanied, that's what the Chachamim say. Yadenu lo shafchu as adam hazeh, veinenu lo ra'u. We didn't not accompany him out and cause his murder in that way. Right? The Rambam. Right, quotes the Gemara. The Gemara talks about it in Masechah Sota, but the Rambam emphasizes it, the importance of Levayas Orchim. Right, accompanying out guests. The Rambam Hilchos Avel and Perak Yudalid, we spoke about this, talks about all of the mitzvahs derabanan included in the rubric of Ahavta Recha Kamocha, Bikur Cholim, and Hachnasas Kala, and Hachnasas Archim, and many of the others. And he says, included in that is Levayas Archim, and then he says Levayas Archim is Yoser Menakol, accompanying the guests out are even greater than all the other mitzvos, and of course it's learned out from Egla Rufa. So what is the secret of that? So the Maharal in the Chidushi Agados in Maseches Sota has an amazing comment. The Maharal says on Daf Mem Vav in Maseches Sota, in Perek Egla Rufa, what's the message of Levaya? Like Hachnasas Archim, you would think that you spend more time, you spend more money. Levayas Archim, it takes you a few seconds, you walk the guests out. What's the godless of that? So he says, Pirish. The Gemara says, if somebody is not Malava Archim, is Kilu Shofech Damim. Learned that from Egla Rufa. But what's the depths of that halacha? Pirish. Ze. Ki koach ha'adam hu yoser kasher utoch klal b'nei adam. We have more power when we're amongst the tzibur. The koach ha-tzibur. Sha'az yesh lo koach ha-rabim. Because if we're more than one, then we have the koach of the tzibur on us. The kasher ha-adam hu yechidi nefrad, yesh lo koach prati. Va'az pegaim pogimbo. When we're alone, we're much more subject to the elements. V'lachein, kasher malavin oso, kasher nifrin min abrios. When I walk a person out for a certain amount of time, so that gives him the koach and the protection of the tzibur. That makes him called chelik min atzibur. He's not alone. So even when I go back to my house and leave, he still already has that protection on him. That's what I give a person when I'm malava them. I have them not be called a yachid. And I guess it stays for the rest of the trip. Mashenkin, if they walk out themselves, gets into the halacha, how much you have to walk them out. V'menichon atzol atzeis ad shir mil, oshu mashu halavayash yefshalem lios tamen imo, v'shichon lios abesam, v'ze morer morek ki mischaber melov, v'az yesh lo chiber v'davuk l'mala gamkein, ad shekamo el yonim gam Hashem yizvarach, mislava melov baderach. Oh, you're part of a tzibur? So Hashem says, okay, I'll come with you too. V'menichon atzol atzeis yechidi harinechshav yachid, ukilu ein lo shum shaychus, shum b'chal abrios, v'az pegoim sholtim alav. And that's why Lavaya Morish Hutoch Haklal, Vakash Hutoch Haklal, Afal Yonim Mislavim Elav Hashenu Nizok, Kasher Hutoch Haklal. And therefore, if you don't walk him out, Motziyin Osom in Haklal Bnei Adam, V'doraz Enikra Shvichas Damim, Kasher Yumvatlim Kocho V'Isra Mazlei. That's the Maharal here in the Chushi Agados, Daf Mem Vav and Sota, amazing Maharal, giving him the Koach of the Tzibur. Okay, so Machlokas Rav Hamnuna and Rava about when the Egla Rufa becomes Ne'esar, right? The Bach changes it to Rabba, as we have often Girsos issues with Rabba and Rava. So first, how do we know each of these Shitos? So Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mina Minala, how do I know? Rav Hamnuna asks that the Egla Rufa becomes Aser Mechayim. Right when I take it down to this area, it already becomes Aser Bahana. How do I know that? So it's not, because the Mishnah says in Meseches Chulin, Hashochet Paras Chatos, right, what's this context? Oso ve'es b'no. Remember, we had a whole parak. Oso ve'es b'no. So, we had a machlokes tanoim there, whether a shchita she'ena re'uya, a shchita that does not end up having a heter of consumption, is that called a shchita regarding this halacha of oso ve'es b'no? What do I say? It's usher anyway, so it's not called a shchita. So, shochet, paras chata, so all of these are animals, cases that it does not lead to a heter achila. If you shech the paraduma, shochet paras chata, so nobody's eating that paraduma. V'shara niskal, v'egel arufa, Rabbi Shimon poter, v'cham v'chayv, Rabbi Shimon says poter, because Rabbi Shimon holds shchita sheina ru'uya lo shma shchita. And therefore there's no problem, it's not called a shchita, so there's no problem with shechting the mother or the daughter. V'chacham v'chayvim, v'cham say chayv no, because shchita sheina ru'uya is shchita. So Mishlam Aladidi, so says Rav Hamnuna, according to me, Da'an Mina Mechayim. So I say that the Egla Rufa already becomes Aser Bano when it's alive. Pahapligi, Rav Shimon V'Rabanan. Rav Shimon Sava, Shechita Sheina Re'uya, Lo Shma Shechita. Rabbanan Sar, Amri, Shechita Sheina Re'uya, Shma Shechita. It's already Eina Re'uya, because it's already Aser Bano. So this Machlokes, Rav Hamnuna says, I understand, I can explain. Ela'i Amri La'achar Arifa. But if it only becomes Aser after it is already killed, so on my part, Reb Shimon, shchita reuyehi. Right, if it only becomes aser after arifa, so what's the problem? As I shecht it, right? So if I would shecht it, it wouldn't be aser bana. And therefore, what's the problem? Why would Rabbi Shimon hold that it is shchita shein reuya? Why do we hold that it's not called a shchita? That's the kasha. Tosfos discusses why maybe the possibility is that we're talking about here is that first you shechted the first other animal. Now the Egla Rufa is the second one that you're going to be dealing with. So maybe that's the case. And the machlokas is if Arifa is nechshav a shechita regarding that halacha. So this is what can you say? He quotes Rav Moshe, right? Lishni deshachadim aviacharkach arfa. And the question is, Arifasa zuhi shechitasa, as we have in Meseches Yuma. We discussed this recently, right? As we have, techiyasa letzukzi yishchitaso. Right, maybe pushing him more, the Tzir Lazazel is called a shechita for certain halachas. So maybe that's what's going on here. You already shechted the first one. And the second one, the question is this called a shechita? So, Yishlomar Tosa says, lo hayelo latana likros v'shachta. Right, if it's talking about Arifa being called a shechita, so Tosa doesn't think that the Gemara would call it that, and that's why that's not a possibility. Okay, fine. So back to the Gemara. So Rav Hamnuna says, according to me, the machlokas make sense because the animal is already ne'esar. And the machlokas is whether shchita shein ruya shma shchita or not shma shchita. But according to you, right, it's not usher yet. So why is it a shchita shein ruya? V'chitei masava Rabbi Shimon egla b'shchita k'shera. And if you want to say, or if Shimon holds that you could also do shchita, you could go shchita sarufa. You don't have to do egla rufa. No, I'm saying egla hashchuta. Right, you could do a shechting of an egla, and that's why It would also be a shchita she'ena re'uya, even if it was shechted and it only became usher after death, because this is as if you did the regular process. And that's why I say ena re'uya, because you did what you're supposed to do. So the Gemara says, that can't be. V'hatznam, we also learned in the first parak in Chulin. Remember all those mishnayos, what's kasher in this is pasul on this, vice versa. We had a couple of mishnayos there. So that's where this came up there. Kasher bepara, pasul be'egla. The process that you're allowed to do for a paraduma, that you have to do for a paraduma, which means shchita, pasul be'egla, does not work for egla arufa. Arufa, pasul be'para. I'm sorry, pasul be'egla arufa. Pasul be'para, kasher be'egla arufa. Para b'shchita, ksheira b'arifa. Psula. I'm sorry, para b'shchita ksheira, barifa psula. Egla barifa ksheira, b'shchita psula. So, by para duma and egla rufa, opposite requirements. And they cannot mix and match. And we're assuming Rav Shimon does not argue on this. So he doesn't argue on this. So therefore, again, well, back to the question, Rav Hamnuna asks on Rabba/Rava. And that is, if an egla rufa is only usher, if it's usher mechayim, then I understand this issue. But according to you, it says only usher la'achar arifa. What if you didn't do the arifa? If you didn't do the arifa, so then it shouldn't become usher. So why should Rabbi Shimon say that it's shchita shein ruya and not chayim for ozov esbeno? It should be a good shchita. It's a shchita ruya. That's the question on Rabba's opinion about egla rufa. So the Gemara says ishtik. So he didn't have an answer. He was quiet. He didn't know. Labasa denafach, but after he left, he figured it out. Sometimes under pressure. Right, why is this line here? To teach us, sometimes when we're under pressure to give an answer, we can't think of it. A few minutes later, we have time to be in a little more relaxed setting. We're like, oh, why did, now I understand it. So here too, labasa denafach, amar. My time alo aminale. Why didn't I tell him? Rav Shimon savar egla b'shchita k'sheira. He argues on that. Rav Shimon's a Tana. Rav Shimon's a Tana. He could argue on a Mishnah. So, maybe he holds egla b'shchita k'sheira. Right, the Gemara in Chulin has a kal v'chomer why it should be kosher. Why egla b'shchita k'sheira? Again, we reject that based on a pasuk. But the Gemara has a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, chav dalet amar aleph. V'tei egla k'sheira b'shchita mi kal v'chomer. Uma para shelo hukshara ba'arifa k'sheira b'shchita. Para duma, which you cannot do arifa to, you can't do shchita ku. Egla shekshera ba'arifa eno din shukshara b'shchita. Surely, shchita should be ksheira for egla rufa. Amakra va'arfu ha'egla ba'arifa yem shchita lo. This is based on a pasuk, which Rav Shimon might not hold of. So that's why Rabba would say, no problem, Rav Shimon argues, shchita is okay for egla rufa, and if you did shchita, that also asers the animal. V'rav Hamnuna amalacha, Rav Hamnuna would say, lo nishtami tana de nashmain en egla b'shchita ksheira. Zeyma Rav Shimoni. We would find that somewhere else in the literature of this topic. Nowhere else do we find an opinion that says beferish that shchita is okay for egla rufa. So therefore, I find it hard to believe that Reb Shimon says that. Shimon says that. Period. So lomaskana, at least here before we get into Rabba Shita, it seems that if it's we would link this discussion to our Mishnah, that if it's ne'eseres mechayim, when he already goes down to the Nachal Esan, then l'chora, if a person would, if the Bezin would find out who the murderer is after Yiridasa L'Nachal Esan, it would already be too late. It would already be Neseris. That's a simple understanding. And if it's only Asar L'Achar Misa, so then that's what our Mishnah holds. We have to figure out exactly why our Rav Hamnuna would understand the Mishnah. The problem is the Rambam's Psak. The Rambam's Psak is difficult because the Rambam Paskins, that Yiridasa L'Nachal is Oseres, but he also quotes our Mishnah. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach quotes, right, like Rav Hamnuna. Like Rav Hamnuna, Perek Yud. Perek Yud is the Perek about Egla Arufa in Hilchos Rotzeach. Ein did Egla Arufa no Egla Beret Yisrael. V'chein Be'evar Yardin, right, Egla Arufa, by the way, goes on the list of halachos that have to do with Eretz Yisrael that are not connected to Mitzvot Atuliyos Ba'aretz. What the Ramban in Gittin Dav Beis talks about Chibuv Haaretz. There are certain halachas that only apply in Eretz Yisrael that are not connected to Trumas, right? Smicha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Egla Rufa. The Rambam says the bracha on 600,000 Jews. There are certain halachas that only apply that don't have to do with Yishev Haaretz, what Rav Salvechik called and other acronym called Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's the status of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not connected to the land. Why? Because that's the Gemara, based on the Gemara in Harios and Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says, Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibor. That's the context of the Gemara in Harios, that the tzibur is defined as, for par helam davar, if most of the tzibur doesn't have veira b'shogeg based on what Beis Din tells them, you go by rove Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you determine tzibur, right? B'nei Yisrael, b'Eretz Yisrael, ikri tzibur, the Gemara says, in Hario. So there are certain halachas that have to do with Eretz Yisrael being the headquarters of Am Yisrael. And in that way, that's separate from the Kedushas dirt, physical land, but having to do with Eretz Yisrael being the headquarters. And therefore, Egla Ruf is also one of them. If Egla Ruf is all about Arvus and connection to each other, so it could be that that's why. And each one, you would have to go through. Smicha and others as well. But in that parak, the one parak that we have about Egla Rufa, the Rambam goes through the halachos. Kol avodos poslos as a egla, kosh poslos paraduma. There are parallels in the Gemara between egla rufa and paraduma, but there are also chilukim. Ein orfen as a egla ela bayom, lufi shenamra bar kapara kakachim. V'chol ayom kosher la'arifa as a egla, v'ein orfen shteya golos ka'achas, shein osim mitzos, chavilos, chavilos. Then halachavav. Egla rufa asura bahana, v'nikberes b'makam arifasa. So asura bahana is buried right there. U'mishet terid l'nachal, teyasur bahana. Right when it goes down to Nachal Eisan, right, the Rambam passes like Rav Hamnuna, it's Aser. Afa pisha dain lo nerfa. Even if it wasn't Erev yet, still, it is Aser right away. V'yemesa onishkata acher yuridasa. If the animal dies or was shechted after it went down, harezu asura. V'ahavana v'tikelvar. Still Aser. Right, because right when it went down, it is Aser b'ana. Nimsu'u edeha zomamin. Right, if it's Edim, we're found to be zomamin. Right, we'll get to that, it's similar to, where does this come from? So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, we had a couple of days ago, right? Actually, yesterday's daf, right? Chav Dalad Man Aleph, and we had the case of Asham Tali. Even if you want to say the Chachamim hold that by Asham Tali, Libo Nokfo, and they're Makdashit anyway, no matter what, but if Edim Zomamin, then for sure not, because they know they didn't do it, as Rashi says. So the Kesef Mishnah says, there's no Gemara about this Be'egla Rufa. But Lachora, it's the same thing as the Asham Tali. That's what he says here. Perakamba decreases, Perakbasha decreases, Modim Chachamim, Lurabi Meir, Basham Tali, Shizwaedav, Shiyatsav Yerba Eder, Vayesh Lilmo, Misham, Legla Rufa. That's what the Rambam read yesterday's daf and today's daf and put the two together. It says, Edom Zomamin, also, if there are Zomamin about, the case of Egla Rufa, which would cause this, alright, it was a Muteris Bahana, Ketzad. Shamar, what's the case of Egla? Well, they're not testifying about a person. Right, that's about a person, right? It's about the egla. They don't know who the person is. Kocha Amar Eid Echad, Ani Ra'isi Es Ahoreg, Ubo Shnayim Vehichishuhu, Va'amru Lo, Lo Ra'isa. Right, one person said, I saw the Horeg, and that should be enough not to do the ceremony of Egla Rufa. The two other Eidim come and say, Imanu Ayisem, there's no way you could have seen, first two Eidim come and are Machish, and they say you didn't. The Hifrishu as the Egla, because the two of them say that you didn't see the Horeg, they were mafresh the Egla Rufa, but Horidu l'nachal arfa al pihem. And then two other Edom came and say, you couldn't have seen this other person who you say, who testified that he saw the murderer, imad ayisem. And therefore we knock out the two Edom, so what's left? The first Ed that says, I saw the murderer. And therefore you don't do the Egla Rufa. So that's the case of Edom Zoman in this case, right? Well, the trivia question. When do you say, right, the root of the Edom Zoman is about the animal? Right, not about the people. Again, it's about the people. But this is the interesting halacha. But the next halacha is important for us. Perak halacha vav and halacha ches. Nimsa ho regat shalot te'arif ha'egla, teitze v'tira be'eder. If you find the murderer before the arif is done, it goes out l'chulin. So that doesn't seem to be the pashas of our Gemara. Pashas of our Gemara seems to be, and as we'll see soon, right if you take it right down and it's asr ba'na, then it's done, it's over, it's finished. Doesn't matter if you find out that you find the murderer, right? So it says the Rukesa Mishnah. Avakasha de lafize, habi le lifsok shim nimsa horeg achir yidas lanachal asurabana, vupasak lakaman, teitse vitira be'eder. And he quotes the Chuvas Arashba. And the Rashba says, veheshev heitav deliros. Great question, the Rashba asked the questioner. Kigam be'ena yipale, shuzika shtar lebetrei. Right, he's saying two different opposite shitos. Depligi bekrisus, vitarachti lahamidvara veloyacholti. Says the Rashba, I spent a lot of time and effort to try to figure out the Shittas of Rambam. How could he say, Yuridasa l'nachal is Oseres, and also say, if he finds out before the Arifa that he didn't do the Aveira, so then, or you find the murderer, so then it's not Oser. Avamayase, v'harayvet l'chalak alabazeklum. And the Rashba says, I don't know what happened to the Ravid over here. Such an easy argument of the Rambam, the Ravid's silent. Why did the Rabbi jump on the Rambam here? So when the Rabbi jumps on the Rambam, we're like, what is he getting at? But the Rambam doesn't say a word. Now we're upset why the Rabbi didn't argue. Uliyashi Das Rabbeinu says the Kesa Mishnah, how do you put it together? Efshar lo mar shehu sover. Tehod demakshe, that even though you get the flow of the Gemara. Achlo nerfo ha'egla tezi v'tira be'eder, lav kushya. De'ikala meymar shiny egla. Da'adaita shyimsa ha'horeg lo akdashuhu. V'igloi milsa de'hektash toos have. It's similar to kind of Adam Zoman type of case. It must be that the das of the Bezdin was that if they ever find the murderer, even after it's very late, and Saris Bahana, it would go back. And even though Tosfos says earlier, Tosfos says, Vamri to Svari to Gamri Umakdashi to Lomaski Adatel Shimsa Horeg, even though there's a Tosfos in Chulin that says that, no, because they don't think they're ever going to find the murderer, so they're Makdashi completely. Rabbeinu lo nichale behuti rutsa, the Rambam doesn't hold that Svara. The sover de Talmuda v'chulu, and he continues. L'fom kushta ikla meimar de masisa nami sover yudas l'nachal osarta v'yafal pikein in nimsa horeg, even after they brought it down, teitze v'tira be'edar, because davar matzu ishim sa horeg, it's a good chance you'll find the murderer. And therefore, it would be, that's how you put these two together. That's the important Kesa Mishnah right here in Hilchus Rotzeach. So that is all Rav Huna. There's other answers given also. The Ar Sameach here says maybe there's Yerushalmi like the Rambam. I saw an interesting chakira, just in terms of this, sugya. When we say, maybe this relates to the Rambam, when we say, this is from the Zichron Shmuel in Simon Ayin, quoted here in the Biurei Daf. When we say that the animal is Neseres Mechaim, right, when it goes down to Nachal Esan, does that mean that it's Ke'ilu, the Arifa has been done already? Is that what it means? Memela harizek kemoshe kfar nase beegla chelik mimaisa egla vasura ba'na machbas maisa yirida. It's ke'ilu, the process, the ceremony has been done already. Is that what it means? Or maybe no. Everybody agrees you need the actual arifa. And yiridas al nachal is only a din in hazmana, designation. But designation could be enough in certain areas. Hazmana milsahi, as we have in other areas of halacha. So which is it? Is it ki'ilu, the process has started, or the process didn't start, but it's designation for the process? So again, if it's the actual process has started already, and it's ki'ilu, it's maybe been done, so then also, you don't need any type of, no kavana is going to help. You already started the process. Das, kavana, we have in mind that if we ever find. But if you say it's a din and hazmana, so then maybe the hazmana can be al-tanai. I'm only designated this al-tanai that I don't find the murderer. And therefore, conceptually, that's how it can work. It usually asers because of the hazmana, but if you say it's only hazmana, it's not that the process has really started already, so then that's how we can go back on it. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rabba Mina Amina Lo. So now the other opinion, the one that says, Rabba says, only actual arifa asers it. How do you know that? From our Mishnah. That's the pashas of our Mishnah. Mid it's not. Egla Rufa Enokain. Achelo Nerfa Teitzev Dira Be'eder. If you find it before the arifa, and if you find a mechayim, why should it go out? It's rolei mechayim. It's ready nasar. So, what is the gemara say? Oh, you have to switch the girsa. But the Rambam, again, the question of the Rambam was that he has our girsa and he passed like the other day. Tani achlo nires la arifa. Before it's nires la arifa, meaning it's gone down to the nachal already. Ema seifa. But what about the next line? Misha nerfa tikaver bimkoma. Only after the arifa do you have to bury it. Tani misha nires la arifa. No, it means once it was ra'ui for the arifa, you brought it to the place. Imkin ema seifa. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Al safik ba mitchila kipras fake of halchala. Right, that's why if it's after the arifa, it already was mechaper. The e mechayim adayin lo kipra v'sveikasa. But if it's still alive, it hasn't done anything yet, has it? It wasn't kipra sveika. If you're saying the Mishnah now means once it came down, not you actually did it, so that last line doesn't really read smoothly. So Gemara says tanoi, really it's a machlokas tanoim. The tanya, meaning machlokas tanoim, whether it was the Mishnah, the Tanoim themselves have a machlokes, not just Rabban and Rav Nuna, but the Tanoim themselves about when it becomes Dasar. And our Mishnah in Achinami, our Mishnah, don't change all the girsos, our Mishnah holds that it's only Usur after Arifa, while other Tanoim hold it's Usur even Mechayim. The Tanya, Nomer Machshir Mechaper Bifnim, now we have a Machshir and a machaper bifnim. What's the machshir bifnim? Rashi quotes all, what all these are. The asham mitzora, the machaper bifnim, that's the regular chatas and asham. V'nemra machshir machaper bachutz. And you have the machshir, the tziparim of a mitzora. And the, remember, a machshir is a carbon that achieves a purpose. It's not there for kapara. It is machshir. It allows a person to do something. And the machaper bachutz, which is the seir mishtalayach and the egla rufa. So we compare. Ma machshir machaper omer bifnim. Also a machshir kemachaper. They have the same halachas of machshir umachaper omer bachutz. Also machshir kemachaper. And therefore it can be asur even mechaim. So there's machlokas tanoim about that issue. Baruch Hashem, we've made it to Krisus Chafei. And the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Asham Tali. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. We've had this mentioned already in this Masechta. Misnadev Adam Asham Tali B'chol Yom. A person can be Misnadev and Asham Talui every single day. Every day can bring an Asham Tali. The Aruch Laner points out, it must not be every single day, because not Shabbos, not Yontif, it's a Karban Nedava. So not Erev Yom Kippur, you know, when we don't bring other carbon sedava, because in mivim kashin lebeis apsol, so it's lavdafka, every day, but every day that is possible, says the Aruch Laner. Right, every day and every moment that you want, hu hayanikra asham chasidim, and that's called asham of the pious, asham chasidim. The Mesulas Yesharim talks about this in all the way at the end of the sefer in Yiras Chet. In Yiras Chet, where he talks about Yiras Chet is Ashri Odom Afachi Tamid, Parak Chaf Dalid, all the way at the end of the, towards the end of the Sefer. He talks about what is Yiras Chet? Somebody always has a Kadosh Baruch Hu on their mind. Always. Yiras Aromamus. Fusha Adam Yirchak Menachatom Velo Yasim Ebede Kvodu Agodli Yisbarach Shemo. Hayachaz Agodo, Bechulu, and he continues, He Bechol Esu Bechol Shah, Shine Bechol Rega, Hu Yori Pen Yikashel, Vyasa Dabar, Ochati Dabar, Shine Neged Kvodu Shemo Yisbarach, Vyake Nirkura Yiras Chet. And he continues, Afilu b'shash ein aro mikshol neged einav. Tzorach shi libo chareid b'kirbo. Pen tamunu l'raglav, v'lo nishmar. And he quotes, when we find this idea of many of the Tanaim, but he quotes, V'hu ki'inyin baba ben buta. Shei makriv Hashem tali b'chol yom. He quotes the next Tana of our Mishnah, this is like baba ben buta. V'iyov achar mishte banav hayamashkim ela olos k'mispar kulam. So our Mishnah is quoted there in Mosul Tisharim, that's the Asham Chasidim. Asham Chasidim and the Yira. So every moment, the Aruch Laner also talks about what does it mean, b'chol yom of b'chol eis. Maybe even more than once a day, you could bring it. Okay. Amar olav abav ben buta, shayim esnadi v'asham tali b'chol yom. But Buddha says, every day, chutz me'achar yom ha'kipurim yom echad. They said about abav ben buta, this is the shita of amru olav. We had this earlier in the Masechta, that every day you can bring it except for the day after Yom Kippur, because you need a little suffix. Need a little suffix. Amar Hamon Azeh, he says, I swear. The Tiferes Yisrael says it's not really a lashon of swearing. That's why it's not a violation of anything. Hamon Azeh, he swears by the Beis Hamikdash. Ilo yiminichin li hayisi mevi. I would bring one even after Yom Kippur. Ela omrim li hamtein achi tkanis labeis hasafik. But they tell me, wait till you get into the situation of suffix a little bit. And therefore, they didn't let him the day after Yom Kippur. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim hold, ain maybe Hashem Talui, Ella al Shtozono Karis, Shigoso Chatas. No, you can't bring Hashem Talui binidava. Hashem Talui is only if you did an Aveira that you might have done an Aveira. That is Chayev, Karis, Bemezid, and Chatas Bishogeg. So that is the, question. Samachronim also wonder, if you bring an Hashem Talui, does it have this, binidava? So does it have the status of an Hashem or an Ola? There are nafkaminas in terms of nisachim, right? Olas need, other nedavas need nisachim. So what status does it have? Right, the Tvo Shar wonders about this. Im Kain says the Tvo Shar, Tzorch lahavimo karban nisachim, kumo kor karban habam nedava. And then he says, and even though it says Asham does not need nisachim, but that's only according to the Chachamim, who say Asham Tali is not babam nedava. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe an Asham Tali would need nisachim. Right, so the question is, does it really gain the status of a nedava? Again, you do the avodos of an asham, but again, this is it. Pashtus, we paskin like the chachamim. That's the pashtus, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagos, Parakhes, that we paskin like the chachamim. There is some lack of clarity in Yaradeya and Simen Hei. Yeridat Siman Hey, and also a little bit in Arachayim Siman Aleph. Arachayim Siman Aleph, we mentioned a couple last week or so. When we spoke about, do you say the Hiratzon after Asham? We spoke about the Beis Yosef and the Maria Buhav. Remember those Bakaras on Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. But also, Yeridat Siman Hey. What did that have to do with Hashem Tali? Where do we have Hashem Tali? Bizman Hazeh? Why is the Shulchan Aruch talking about it? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Hey talks about, what if I shecht a carbon? Shecht an animal today. Have an animal, and I shecht it, l'shem Hashem Tali. L'shem, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses, if you shecht an animal, l'shem, a carbon nedava, then the shechita is psula. Because it's ki'ilu, your makriv a carbon b'chutz. Ki'ilu, it's not a carbon. I take an animal, I take a cow. I'm shechting this l'shem, I wasn't makdashit. I'm shechting l'shem a carbon. So if it's l'shem, chatas, or asham, or any other carbon that's not b'ab nedava, the shechita is k'shera. Based on a discussion in Chulin. So Ketzad, L'shem Ol, L'shem Tod, L'shem Pesach, Shechitaso, Psula. But Shacha, L'shem Chatas, L'shem Hashem Vade, L'shem Hashem Talui, V'chulu, Shechitaso Kshera. Right, that is the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, the Yesh, Postlin, Ba'ashem Talui, B'chol Inyan. Mishum Desvir Lo, Deba, B'nedem, B'nedava. Of course, the tour. V'chem Hashem Das HaRash, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Rashba, V'yesh L'hachmir. The Rama says V'yesh L'hachmir. One second, I thought we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Seems like maybe it's not so clear. Maybe it's not so clear in terms of the Hashem Talui. Again, Yeridea, Simen Hey, Arachayim, Simen Aleph. Okay, that is the first part of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah now. Now we get into Yom Kippur. Chay v'chatos v'ashamos v'adoin, sha'avar lem Yom HaKippurim, chayav l'hav y'alach Yom HaKippurim. If I'm chayav a carbon chatos or asham before Yom Kippur, and I don't bring it till after, and I don't bring it before Yom Kippur, I'm still chayiv after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur does not remove that. The chayivich ashamos tuluyim peturin. But as we've already had, Yom Kippur though covers Hashem Tali. Covers Hashem Tali, and therefore you would not be chayiv and Hashem Tali after Yom Kippur. Misha babiyado savik aver b'yom kippurim. Even on Yom Kippur, if I find out that I realize I'm chayiv savik avera, afilum chashecha pater shkola yom chaper. Every moment of Yom Kippur, even towards the end, will be yom chaper. Ha'isha sheyesh aleh chatos ha'ov safik. But as we already had a couple of days ago, there's a contrast between Hashem Tali and chatos ha'ov habal safik. If a woman is not sure if she had a baby, a miscarriage, not sure if she owes karbanos, so she brings a chatos ha'ov avar lo yom kippurim, chayiv eslohavi lacha yom kippurim. Even though she has the schiyah besafik, Yom Kippur doesn't take care of that. Mipnei shehi machsheres lechol bezvachem, because it is not a carbon that is mechaper. Right, Yom Kippur removes safik kapara elements like nashem tali, but a chadas oof also allows the woman to be nechas lemikdash nikachim. So the machsher element is not taken care of by Yom Kippur, and that's why she's still chayiv. Chadas oof abal safik imi shenimla kanoda tikaver. If it's Baal Safik, if I only find out afterwards that she finds out afterwards that she does not need it, so that animal is already tikaver, has to be buried. So my time is Rebbe Eliezer. So why does Rebbe Eliezer say that it can be Baal Safik? If it's an obligatory carbon, why did it bring a chatos? If it's such a chiyuv, then it should be cover everything that you need to do. And if you find out you did the aveira, it should be good enough. The fact that you have to bring a chatas, it must be that it's not such a strong carbon. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, no. Ola v'shlamim, hu da'asi b'neder v'nedava, avachadas v'asham chovaninu. V'asham tali ha'inu time v'demaisi, mikamen disyadale. Aye, what about the Hashem tali? It serves a purpose, l'agein alav, to protect him in the interim. The Torah chas al gufan shal Yisrael. The Torah is chas, the Torah is rachmanis on us, therefore wants to protect us, even on averis b'shogeg. Yeah, various b'shogeg. Still, the Torah is chas on us. The Aruch Laner quotes that a Torah chas, but still in the situation, it's mechuyev, as we know. In the case of it's a chova in the situation of safek, as we know, that's the language of the Aruch Laner. La mechiv ator lahavi v'lo rishusu biyadom yirtzah going to be sur'alo. Right, the Gemara is also bothered in the behind the scenes here. If it's just about protection from Yisurin, so why doesn't the Torah say that you have a choice to do it? You have a chance to do it. No, the Torah is chasav gufan shel Yisrael. Ukemosha asur la abed atzmo ladas. Just like you can't wound yourself or kill yourself, because Hashem says that's asur, so too, you can't put yourself in danger spiritually. Right? The Asher L'Sakin Atzmo B'Makom Da Torah Ratzta L'Chus Al Gufan Shel Yisrael. In this case, so Aruch Lener says, so you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. Oh, I don't want the protection. No, you have to get the protection. Amleir Vachaber Du Ravel Ravashi Dilma Ashem Talui Kol of Shlamim. Maybe Ashem Tali is like an Ola and Shlamim. Ma Ola V'Shlamim Da Asu B'Chov Va Asu Menedava. Ashem Tali Nami Da Asu B'Chov Va Asu Menedava. If you're comparing this to other karbanos, maybe it's like other karbanos that sometimes are brought brachov and sometimes are brought benedava. Amar le no, olav ishlamim ikker benedava ksivi. That's the ikker. Asham tali ikker b'chov ksivi. And therefore, there's a difference between them. Tani Rabbi Chia kamei derava. Asham talui ba'al hanevela. Right, there's a brisa that says you bring an asham tali for the isser of nevela. That's a chiddush. Why? We don't paskin that way. Nevela means an isser lav. Not an ovian and an karis. Right? Nevela is only a lav. It's not chatas. It's not karis. So there's a brisa that says, Asher Tali is even brought for a suffik nevela. Amar lei. Vo'anan tzad, but it's against our Mishnah. V'acham omer, you know, maybe Asher Tali, el al davar shezona karis shegasa chatas. So if it's the chachamim, that doesn't work. Vi Rebbe Eliezer, b'nedava nami asi. And if it's Rebbe Eliezer, even b'nedava, it comes. And therefore, also, right, the Bachi adds in, for Lamali al Nevela, right? And wherefore, what is the Chiddush of Nevela? You can bring whatever you want, even if you didn't do anything. So who's the author of this Brisa that says you bring it you for Nevela? Amale, my time alo misness, right? Why is it that you didn't learn this Brisa properly? Zibn Sagi and Tanisa Kame Mar, Umanu Rabba, Bamali. Many times I've said this before in front of Rabba, and he told me, Haman, Rebbe Eliezer, it is Rebbe Eliezer. To Amrulo. It's the second Rebbe Eliezer formulation, the more limited one in our Mishnah. Meaning it's like Rebbe Eliezer's opinion that you could do it in a dove, but only with a some type of suffix. And that's why here, even a suffix nevela would be good enough. What's the reason for the more limited? You could bring it in a dove, but you have to have it be in the world of suffix. Amar krash, elo siyasena, va'ashem. Right, I share something that's not done. I share lo say asena. I have to be in the world of some type of lack of clarity. Va'ashem, that's when you bring it. Amar Rava, my time adur abana dami imibin hashem tali el al davar shazona kovish yigos achadas. What about pashas? What we hold? Yalfi mitzvos be mitzvos mechadas chelev. Malahalan shazona kovish yigos achadas by a chadas vaday. Avkam davar shazona kovish v'shigagaso chadas. So la maisa the chachamim hold that it's only brought for suffik. Chatas, vadai, and kares, that's one opinion, one extreme. Then you have the other extreme that it could even be brought for anything, pure benedava. Right, the first Rabbi Lazar, Misnadei Vazam Hashem Dayi B'chol Yom. Then you have two middle opinions. Maybe it's the same opinion. One opinion that says you only bring it once you're in the world of Safik Chait. You can't bring it the day after Yom Kippur. And the other one that says even on Nevela. Even on a suffix lav, right, without the Isser of kares. So it could be four different opinions. Tan Rabbanan. Chamisha shamas mechaprin, Asham talui, ein mechaper. We take out the next two words. So five ashamas are mechaper, Asham talui is not. So my comment, what does that mean? What does that mean? That it's not mechaper. There are five, only five ashamas. Asham gazelos, Asham ilos, Asham shecharufa, Asham nazar, Asham mesora, Asham talui. I'm saying five plus Asham talui. Right? So what does that mean? So I'm Rav Yosef Achikamar. Chamisha shamas mechaprin kapara gemura. Five are mechaper kapara gemura. Interesting, even Mitzora and Nazir have to be included if you say it's five. V'Hashem Tali in Mechaper Kabar Gemura. It's not Mechaper Kabar Gemura. D'lok Rebbe Eliezer, d'amar Hashem Tali ba'al ha'nevela. Right? Not like Rebbe Eliezer. Because according to Rebbe Eliezer would say that if, right, let's say the opinion that you bring it on nevela, let's say you find out that you vade nevela. You're going to bring another karban. Not going to bring another karban. So you see that according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's Mechaper totally on certain averos. Right? That's what Rashi says on the first skinny lines. Dik Rebbe Eliezer, Amr Bal Savi Nevela, Nimsa Hashem Tali Desavi Nevela, Mischaper Kabar Gemura, Tuchimis Yadele, Lav Bar Chatasu. There's no Chatas there, it's a Nevela, it's a Lav. So, that is number one pshat of this Braisa. Ravina Amar Hachiktani, Chamisha Hashamos, Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparasan. Five Hashamos, there is no other mechanism that is Mechaper. Tuchimis Yadele, Maisi. Right, that, after, even after Yom Kippur, yeah, and you know about it, you have to bring it. Right? There's no other way to get out of the these chiyuvim. Asham Talui Acher Machaber Kabaraso. Asham Talui has another mechanism to work. The Chilul Misyade Lo Ma'isi Kiddushan, as we learned in our Mishnah. Chayvi Hashamos Chatos Vashamos Vadoin Shavalem Yom Kippurim Chayovin Lo Havi Acher Yom Kippurim Chayvi Hashamos Tuluyin Peturin. Okay, two different pshatim of what that brisa means in this regard. Chayvi Chatos Vashamos Vadoin Vechulu Ktani. Chayvei chatos v'hashemus v'adon shavu aleihem yom kippurim chayav l'havi achar yom kippurim chayvei hashemus tuluyin peturin minon imili. So how do we know that a regular chiyuv asham l'chatos yom kippur does not take care of, while asham tului yom kippur does take care of? So a couple of suggestions. Number one, gezer avdimi amar b'amir amir chanina. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said as follows: Amar kra, because the pasuk says ba yom kippur v'chiper alav ala kodesh mitum os b'nei Yisrael umi pishayhem l'kol chatosam. So in the pasuk you have Pesha and Chatos, right? The mazids and the shogigs compared to each other. Chatoim dumi de pshoim. Ma pshoim de lav b'nei karbon. Just like mazids are not b'nei karbon, and that's what Yom Kippur covers. Af chatoim de lav b'nei karbon mechaper. So too, sins that are not b'nei karbon, that's what Yom Kippur works for. Like nevela, like lavim. Aval chatoim de b'nei karbon lo mechaper. But chatoin that you have to rely on carbon for, Yom Kippur does not mechaper for that. Right? That's the limud. It works, ironically, it works for even more chomer things. Right? But, for mazid is la bar carbon. But that's the diuk. It only works for sins that are not b'nei carbon. If you're chayv a carbon for it, so Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. That is Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Chanina. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, v'ha ki ksiv hadin kra b'si'ir hanase b'fnimu d'ksiv. That pasuk is written by the Seer Lashem, to lo machaper al averos de mitzvah yedua. Right? Those aren't machaper on averos de mitzvah yedua. Meaning, if you know that you sinned and you went into the mikdash tameh, then you're chayev to bring a carbon olav yored. So it's a limited carbon with limited power. Right? This Seer Nase Bifnim. Aval Seer HaMishtaleach. So fine, maybe the Seer Lashem wouldn't be mechaper for averos that you're chayav a carbon for. It's more limited. Aval sir mishtaleach lemechaper al averos de mitzvah yedua. Sir mishtaleach has a broad kapara power. Eim alocha vilochatav de b'nei carbon in a mechaper. You're focusing on, you're making a diyak from one pasuk by the Seer Lashem. But we know Yom Kippur is about the sir mishtaleach. So maybe the sir mishtaleach would cover averos that are even b'nei carbon. So that's why Abaya says, I don't agree with that makar. Ella amar Abaya. Abaya has a different makar. Mehacha. I agree with your halacha, but you have to find a different source. So Abaya says, this is the makar. V'izvada alav eskal avonos b'nei Yisrael eskal pishayhem l'chol chatasam. So that pasuk has the connection. Chataim du'at p'sham ha'p'shoim l'av b'nei carbon. Av chatam to la b'nei carbon, av chatam to b'nei carbon inu lo mechaper. Umi atakra b'sir mishtaleach. L'meimer dal chatam b'nei carbon inu lo mechaper. So Abaye says, switch the pasuk, find the pasuk about the sir mishtaleach, because that would be even the more inclusive carbon, does not include averos that are chayiv a carbon. Amalei Rav Dimi. So again, Rav Dimi quoted one source. Abaye argued on him, and now Rav Dimi is going to argue on Abaye. Back on Abaye, Amalei Rav Dimi. Mimai dahani psham de la b'nei carbon inu. How do you know that the pshaim in your pasuk are talking about only sins that are not chayva karbon? Dil mahani de b'nei karbon inu. Maybe there are some sins that are chayiv even bebezit. Kid is not, as we had back in the second parak, arba mevi'en al zalim kishkaga. So Rav Dimi says, I don't think your makar is any better. Because maybe psha means mazid, maybe it's mazid that you're chayav a carbon for. And still, the Yom Kippur works. It's Varnami, kiyas harav and amar av yosi, amar eish lakish. And Rav Dimi even says this, v'zvad ol v'zkol avonos b'nei yisov v'zkol p'sheyem l'chol chatasam, chatoim dumi de pshoim. Ma pshoim de la b'nei carbon mechaper, av chatoim de la b'nei adam mechaper, av chatoim de b'nei carbon lo mechaper. Right, that's the Ravin said this in the name of Rav Yosi, and Amar Abaya, anonami me'adin kro amri, v'ashili Rav Dimi. But Rav Dimi asked me a kasha. Mimai da'ani p'sham de la b'nei carbon inu, doma hanach de la b'nei carbon inu. Kid is not abam mevi'en ol zon l'kishkaga. So Rav Dimi said this, but Abaye says, I don't understand. But he asked a kasha on my makar that maybe pshah mean b'nei carbon. Maybe it's mazes that you're chayv a carbon for. So I don't understand. It's not better. Amalei Ravin, rov pshayim la b'nei carbon. So it means most pshayim, most mazes aren't chayv a carbon. So maybe you could assume that the pasuk is referring to pshoim, mazes, are not chayiv a carbon, not the few that you're chayiv even. So amalei midi rovsiv, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says pshoim. Pshoim includes all pshoim, meaning even pshoim, even mazids that might be chayiv a carbon, and it says Yom Kippur works for those. So we're stuck. We're back to the problem. What's the source that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for averus that are chayiv a carbon? I have the comparison of chatas and pshoim, but maybe pshoim there means even if you're chayiv a carbon. So Ella Amar Abaya Meiresha Dekra Vehisvada Alav Eskalav Anos Bnei Yisrael. What does avonos mean? Vitanya avonos eluzdonos. V'chein omer avona ba, by avodah zara. V'es kol pishem l'kol chatasam, lamali. Once you already said mazes earlier in the pasuk with the word avonos, so what is this extra word pishehem? Lakushay, lakshuye lipshayim. Ma psham delav b'nei karbon, avchatam delav b'nei karbon. The extra word must be there to make this comparison. Avachatam de b'nei karbon inhu lo mechaper. So again, it's based on Yitura Dekra, right? And Rashi says, "V'hash d'leka l'mifra to Rav Dimi." Now you can't answer Rav Dimi's kasha. De'im kain de'le b'nei karbon ka'asi, because if it's talking about b'nei karbon, lo lichtav kra pishehem taksiv avonos. It already says avonos. Lichtav chatasam d'vashem b'nei karbon d'stam chatas b'nei karbon. So the fact that it has this extra one, mufne lidrosh. Mufnet to teach us that Rov Pishayim Kamayri is talking about Rov Pishayim, like the Avonos, which are not Chayev a Karpon. And therefore, that's the limit that you know that Yom Kippur is not Chayev for Averos that are Chayev you a Karpon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. As we continue here, getting into the last 3 days of Maseches Krisis, we still have these very large dafim, as we have here, as we mentioned, very high percentage of words per page here in Maseches Krisis, second most in Shas. So, by the Shem, we'll continue 3 more days. Okay, we'll stop here.